Open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 13, please. Saul was a bad dad. We'll see him call for Jonathan, his son, to be killed, just because Jonathan defied one of his dad's foolish vows. Jonathan may have had a bad example for a dad, but he clearly understood his heavenly Father's love and guidance. He stands out to us as one of Scripture's real, true heroes. Beginning in chapter 13, verse 1, Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose for himself 3,000 men of Israel. 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash and in the mountains of Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin. The rest of the people he sent away, every man to his tent. I'm really not sure what Saul was thinking. 300,000 men had rallied to him earlier. He only chose 3,000 for his standing army. It was a small token force. It wasn't really an army at all. It's one thing if God whittles away your army like he did for Gideon. It's another thing when you send able-bodied and willing volunteers away. And one of the things we'll see about Saul is that he had really small vision. He couldn't think outside of a very limited scope and limited vision. And 3,000 men was all that he felt that he could handle. In verse 3, and Jonathan attacked the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard of it. Then Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, let the Hebrews hear. Now all Israel heard it said that Saul had attacked a garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel had also become an abomination to the Philistines, and the people were called together to Saul at Gilgal. Saul's small army was in no position, it seemed, to go on the offensive. Jonathan thought otherwise. If Israel had an enemy, he was going to attack them, no matter the odds. Jonathan's kind of cool. He just figures, hey, the Lord's given us a king, and now we have an army, and we're just going to attack Philistines. We're going to get rid of these guys. I mean, it's that spirit of David. Remember when David comes later on and he visits his brothers on the enemy lines, and he sees Goliath taunting the troops. He says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Why is he still alive? What's the matter with you guys? Just kill him. And Jonathan was in that same spirit. And so though Saul seemed like he was minimizing the army, trying to just have a token force, as soon as Jonathan was in charge of 1,000 guys, he says, hey, we're gonna go shake up some garrisons. We're gonna get it on. We're gonna get in the face of the Philistines. Saul immediately took credit for the attack. It's better to not take credit at all. It's an important lesson. And especially if you don't deserve it at all. I mean, you shouldn't take credit. It's all the Lord's work. But you really shouldn't take credit if you didn't even do it. Saul, he tries to put a positive spin on this attack. Jonathan, we'll see. We can't be certain, but it seems like Jonathan is not in a way of being disobedient to his father, but being obedient to his heavenly Father. He's just kind of doing what he ought to be doing as second in command and as leading a small force. And Saul kind of doesn't know how to deal with him, really. And so when Jonathan attacks, Saul takes credit for it as if it was his idea. So don't be doing that. We don't need credit here in God's work. Just let the Lord take credit for it. Verse 5. Then the Philistines gathered together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and encamped in Michmash to the east of Beth-Aven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in danger, for the people were distressed, then the people hid in caves, in thickets, in rocks,